you can have your own opinion, but you don't go too far.
Sally Standish doesn't believe in arguing. The 9-year-old Bay Area elementary student wanders with her best friend, Bo Brooks, and her family through the rows of the 30,000-some-odd military and family grave sites at the West Coast's largest Memorial Day commemoration. The ceremony's music, curious kids, and parents following them around the winding paths on the Presidio clamor on while speakers honor the memory of the fallen. Bo's mom, Kate Brooks, is one of those parents. She says she fits in with San Francisco's liberal political scene, and she's decided to tow along Bo, Sally, and her 11-year-old son, Ben.
I don't worry about it. I encourage it. I know for certain that the day after the election, all of these children were talking about what they believed and whether they were happy or not.
She says the election gave her the determination as a parent to promote respect instead of shying away from discussions about Donald Trump's presidency. Ben would rather stay out of the confusing talk at recess, while his sister prefers to listen in.
It is what it is, right? We can't change it right now, so I just chose to live with it and carry on with my day.
We do know about President Trump.
San Francisco State University junior Nicole Guerre was also at the Memorial Day event. The 19-year-old has worked with the Bay Area GOP despite losing friends on campus and online in the aftermath of the election.
Because those lines get really blurred, you know?
Starting those conversations young is what the college millennial believes will keep the next election's arguments off of social media for future voters like Ben, Bo, and Sally.
You still get your own opinion, you just have to make sure to be careful to, like, yeah.
And on this Memorial Day, it seems that San Francisco elementary and college kids alike don't seem so divided on politics after all. They just want the same thing, to be able to talk about it nicely. For the Hearst Foundation, I'm Katie Swatowski.